And now, back to the show.
Here's Jen and Truda.
We've got Will C. and Chad in studio. What's going on, boys?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Good. Both of you, both Kansas City, what, natives or lived here at one point, or what was the...
Originally, I am from Platte City. I graduated from Platte City up by the airport.
Okay.
That's where I'm from. I've been gone since I was 17 in the military, but it's good to be back.
Yeah.
So I get to come home about twice a year. It's been good.
Yeah. Air Force, Army?
I went Air Force, Marine Corps, Army. So kind of crazy.
You went through all three?
I did. And it throws people off because they're like, you know, did you retire from the military? And I'm like, I didn't. I started telling jokes. I got out. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, you could at least come out and like got a government job to get that retirement pay or whatever.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, you know, be a postman, border patrol maybe. I'm like, you don't put the fat guy on the border. Because I don't know if you guys ever had Mexican food or not. It is delicious. All right. If you come at me with a taco, maybe a churro, I'm going to be like, welcome to America. You know, come on in. Have a good time, mijo. You know, whatever. You know, leave that carne asada right there. That's where I'm at.
So. You got for me today.
And Chad?
No, I grew up in a town called Crocker, Missouri, as absolutely as far away from anything as you can imagine, and came up here for a couple of years and still live there.
Yeah.
So I've never been in the military, but I have seen Heartbreak Ridge twice. So, I mean, I think that's completely the same thing.
It's very
similar.
You once
watched Top Gun, right?
I have seen Platoon, and I liked it a lot.
Full Metal Jacket is what made me join the Marine Corps.
Is that right? For real?
Yeah, I really did. I was like, I got to do that. So,
yeah.
Not really, but it sounded
Full Metal
good.
Jacket okay. was what stopped me from joining the military. I don't know.
You know what? And R. Lee Ermey, who played the drill sergeant, he's from Kansas City.
Yes, he is. Yes.
His house was where the Speedway is now located. Honest to God, we had him on the show one time. And that guy is just incredible. I mean,
I've actually got to be and work with him, and he's done meetings with us. I'm a member of the VFT in Los Angeles. And
okay.
He's come and, you know, speaks and everything. Amazing guy.
Yeah, he really is. It's just awesome. So as part of the Veterans of Comedy, then, explain what this has.
I started the Veterans of Comedy. We're all military veterans, now stand-up comedians. And I travel the world with the USO and Armed Forces Entertainment. I perform for the troops all over the world. With it being Memorial Day, like you said, Craig's trying to do something nice. He's like, hey, let's bring Will in. Chad was already here. I like to work with Chad. We've got to do it before. I was really impressed that Craig is saying, hey, if you're a veteran, if you've served, if you're active duty, you're retired, first responder, police, firefighter, come to the show.
Yeah.
We don't want money to be an issue. We want to make people laugh. Come celebrate Memorial Day with us. It's going to be a good time. Work off that hamburgers, hot dogs, whatever. Laughter is good exercise. So come on, you know, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, no, we make a lot of jokes. But, I mean, really, for Craig, that is awesome.
It is fantastic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That is really cool. And where, I mean, what were you, throughout all of your military career, where have you, you've been all over the world, I'm sure.
I've been all over the world. I've been more all over the world now on the other side. And it's really nice to be able to give back that way. I'm getting ready to do another tour overseas, but I just got back from Africa. I was in Kuwait, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Bahrain, Dubai, London, and back to Los Angeles. But it was a great 4.5 weeks performing for the troops, and it was really awesome. Really awesome. Hot in Africa, though. Hot.
I bet.
Oh, wow. Do we have time? Can I tell the story?
Oh, yeah, please.
So we got to go to Dorsey, Africa. I'm sorry, Jen.
I was literally just pushed Chad to the side.
But I'm just from Crocker.
So here's the deal. We're I'm in this pub, and we're talking to this guy. He looks like Bob Marley, and he's like, he goes, I'm the Prince of Dorsey, Africa. And I'm like, sure you are. Then he pulls out his money, like coming to America, and he's on it. I'm like,
what?
Okay,
he's
so
on
you
the
are.
Money.
So he's like, I don't let anybody come to my village, but you're really funny. I want you to come up. So the whole group, we go up there on this bus to the top of this mountain. We're driving up. Lady's walking up with 75 pounds of twigs on her back, beats us up the hill because we have to whine. She's there before us. I'm like, I don't even know how that happened. But anyway, we get up there. They take my clothes. They give me like a leopard skin outfit, like look like Fred Flintstone, and we start dance with these kids, and we're doing well. Then they make this honey wine.
Ooh.
It tastes like orange juice. It's delicious. I get really drunk, forget where I'm at.
Yeah,
take the clothes off, and now they start calling me White Warrior and White Ghost, and I'm like, what's going on? Needless to say, I'm now banned from Dorsey, Africa. Which makes two places I'm banned from, because I'm banned from Dorsey, Africa, and Oceans of Fun. And here's the deal. If you don't want me getting naked, don't have the swim-up bar. That's all I'm saying, all right?
Yeah.
There you go. Whatever, okay.
It's not your fault.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
that's
right. Anybody can make that mistake.
Right.
But what happened on the flight to Kansas City here? What you, something big just happened to you on the
flight? I get on the flight, and I'm not trying. They're nice to me. They let me board first because I was a veteran. They were trying to be nice to me. I'm like, great. So I'm in the front row. I sit down. Here comes a guy. He's got a crutch. He's limping, whatever. He sits down. Then he takes his leg off. He puts it in front of him.
He takes his leg off.
Yeah, he's an amputee.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Yeah, you know, get some leg room, whatever you got to do. But anyway, so here's the deal. So the flight attendant's like, we cannot take off this plane, sir, because there's no place for him to put his leg up underneath the seat in front of him because there's no seat in front of him.
Oh, okay.
So he says, how is this going to affect the plane flying?
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, true, what's that have to – I mean, if we're going down – I want that leg. I want to see that thing flying. I want whatever needs to happen here. But I don't get the tray up thing. Maybe, I mean, I kind of understand that. You don't want that hitting your stomach or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
The 2 inches of the seat up and down.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make that much of a difference?
But a leg? But then I'm like, this guy's awesome. Because as soon as we got in the air, he took it off. And he is stretched out. Got his nub up on the window sill. Lucky guy. You know what?
Lucky
God love you, man. Bags fly free on Southwest. I just want to say that. Except they don't let my wife fly for free, and I don't know what bag we're talking about yet, but we're sorry.
Hey,
I love you, Kim, if you're listening.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.